Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Magic wand for you, the type of university that you could see yourself. I know the jobs aren't open right now, but...
The only thing that I'll say, Ed Cooley was rumored to go to Michigan. The only thing that got my juices flowing and excited was if he takes the Michigan job, I could possibly go back to Providence College, where I only spent 2 years, and one of my biggest regrets in basketball was not spending more time at Providence College because I loved the school so much.
Welcome back. It's Cordishy and Coit with Nick Coit and Ben Kitchen, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. That sound you just heard is something that I haven't brought up on the show yet, and I wanted to touch on briefly at least. An interesting what if there. That was sound from an interview that aired last night on CBS Sports Network. It was Leslie Visser sitting down with Rick Pitino. I think you recognize that voice. And you heard what he had to say there. Now, Rick Pitino, obviously this disgrace coach from Louisville, goes overseas, coaches in Greece, wins a title over there in that league, and now I think is looking for a place to maybe coach again. He certainly sounds like a guy that's going to try to coach again in the college game.
I had no idea he even went to Greece.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No clue.
Yeah, he went over there and like won a championship. Yeah. Then he was like, yeah, I'm out. All right, I can coach again. Now you all know it, so somebody hire me. But it was interesting to hear that sound there because obviously the Ed Cooley, you know, to Michigan rumors came up in that brief little time here this summer. And, you know, Ed is staying. The future is bright for the Friars, and that's a good thing. But an interesting what if Ed Cooley had gone to Michigan, you heard Rick Pitino there, he would have given Bob Driscoll a call. And I think that Providence probably would have considered it at least. I think they would have taken a hard look. I mean, this is a guy that brought them to their last Final Four in 1987. This is a guy. So, you know, obviously a lot has transpired since then, and there'd be a lot that comes with it. But bottom line is, you know, when Rick Pitino's on the court and he coaches and he's got the talent, things could turn out pretty well, I think, in certain places.
There's no denying he's an amazing basketball coach.
Yeah.
He really is. He's
right.
A scumbag of a guy.
Sure.
So then if you're Providence College, you start to weigh it. Do I take scum?
That's it.
With the almost guaranteed success, because it's pretty damn close with Pitino in college basketball that he's going to be successful.
Yes.
And I also look at the other side of it. With Pitino comes better talent.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. Cooley is a very good coach. I'm glad they still have him and they retained him and didn't let him go off to Michigan.
I agree.
But if you had brought in Pitino, the talent level would have gone up. You would have recruited better because these kids, and with their parents helping inform their decisions, they understand, I got to play for the guy that's going to get me to the next level, to the NBA, so I can actually make money and not just be, you know, an 11th guy on a college basketball team and then maybe be the best guy at pickup when I'm 30. That would have been very interesting. To weigh between it. So let's just say if they were both on the table, I think PC would have gone with Cooley.
Yes.
But it would have been very, very interesting because Pitino really wasn't on the table at that point.
And you trust, too, because I think Bob Driscoll does a fantastic job at Providence College. And he is on a roll with hires. And I'm not just talking about with Cooley in basketball, with Nate Lehman, who won you a national championship in ice hockey, with men's ice hockey. He makes a hard decision with even the women's ice hockey team, and they're in the Hockey East playoffs, and they make a run this year. Jim Crowley takes over the women's basketball program. They're in the WNIT. They're seeing some success. Like, he's on a run right now with hires. So if there's anybody that would have really weighed it and considered all the options there, I think it would have been Bob. But it's an interesting what if. Now, Cooley's still here, and he is recruiting well. Every time you hear, you know, what's going on with the class of 2020 and 2021 and so forth, Providence is listed with all those big-time schools with these kids, and it happens more and more. So Ed Cooley is building something here. You know, we will see what happens in the next couple of years. I think this is an important time to see, okay, now you're getting the talent, you've got the practice facility, you've got the resources. You know, let's see what happens on the court. Can they get back to the NCAA tournament? But not only get to the NCAA tournament, can they take that next step, get to the second weekend, you know, flirt with, you know, Final Four aspirations? You know, we'll see, you know, but it's good that Ed Cooley is here because you're building in that direction. but an interesting what if. And to hear Rick Pitino too say, and maybe this is just because, you know, a timing thing, and now he's at where he's at. He says that he regrets leaving Providence after two seasons. He regrets not spending more time at Providence. And keep
that
in mind,
30-something years ago.
1987.
That's when he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got there 34 years ago.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But,
Jesus.
You know, he loves the school. And his son, Richard, you know, was heavily involved with Providence College and with the Friars and now coaching at Minnesota and the Golden Gophers. So this is a school that means a lot. And so I'm sure, yeah, I think it would have come up. That would have been an interesting story. But just to hear him say it in that sit-down interview was really interesting.
Here, I got one for you, Pitino.
Yes.
And this is the last we're going to talk about. Go to UMass. It's your alma mater. You went, you played there. I think, did he share a year with Dr. J? Maybe 2 years with Dr. J?
Yeah.
Go back to UMass. They are, that's a school that's desperate for some kind of sporting success.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, it's not great up here in this region altogether, unless you're a college hockey fan.
Yes.
Then it's awesome.
Awesome.
College football, horrible, generally.
Generally.
College basketball, decent, but it has never been the same since the Big East really kind of got dismantled back in the day when BC and everyone left to go to the ACC. Bring another big name up to the region. Calhoun left. That was the last big, really big name you had in the New England region for a college. Put Pitino there.
It's interesting, though. I think with UConn coming back to the Big East and Dan Hurley being there and having some meaning here in this state, too, and there, it's going to be Dan Hurley versus Ed Cooley for some of the top talent in New England in terms of recruiting. I think it's going to get interesting again. I do. It's, you know, the old Big East is the old Big East, and I'm not going to go there because that was a special time, and that was a special conference, and Dave Gavitt had a lot to do with that. But we'll see. We'll see. And if Ed Cooley continues to trend in the direction that he's trending, and Providence can get to second weekends, and maybe even at some point, you know, get to a Final Four, that's going to spark some interest, you know, certainly. And I know Friar fans are very passionate, but now you're going to get the attention nationally and of the region, and it'll be more, even more interesting than it is, I think.
Yeah, I hope they can surpass UConn as being that local destination.
I think right now they are at this point in time.
I hope that's the case because you don't want to see the Shabazz Napiers go to UConn and stuff like that. You want to see that local talent stay locally for college because if you want college basketball to kind of rebuild in this region, it's really going to have to be rebuilt on the backs of some of the local kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, if PC can be that team that's, hey, we've got New England college basketball on lock, that's going to be huge for them.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous because, honestly, BC has its own problems with in terms of how much they want kids with a little bit more questionable academic backgrounds.
Mm.
But even when they were good, Skinner had to go to California to get Craig Smith and to get Jared Dudley and to get those other guys. They couldn't get anyone local.
Local.
So if PC can have that has New England for college basketball on lock in terms of recruiting, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
And I say right now that's the case because two of the guys that you recruited who are going to be rising sophomores this year are local and stayed in, you know, David Duke Jr. from Providence, Rhode Island, went to classical high school to start and then went to private school, but came back home to play for the Friars. And then A.J. Reeves comes out of Boston and comes out of Brimmer in May. And those are two guys that are going to be staples, pillars, and guys that played on the AAU circuit, you know, locally. And you could say that about some of the other guys in the roster. You had Mekhi Ashton-Lankford when he was here. That was a guy. Now he's at BC, but that's a guy that was in your program that you got to come here after UConn made the coaching changes, mind you, too. And there's other guys that have played here locally. And it's, yeah, it, at this point in time, I think Providence is that destination, but it's going to become more interesting with the recruiting battles with Dan Hurley, with UConn. You know, and they're different style coaches, Hurley and Cooley, and when they're back in the same conference, it's going to be fun. And I know URI fans are going to have their eye on it, too, because of the tie with Dan Hurley. So
yeah, just go back to your heydays with Lamar Odom. Leave
hey, don't sleep on Rhody, man. Don't sleep on Rhody. After Hurley, I think, really re-energized the program.
And don't let sleeping Rams lie?
Hey, I like I said, too, with URI, you have an all-conference point guard in Jeff Doughton, and you have an all-conference big in Cyril Langevin. That's a fantastic place to start. And then some of the guys that you had last year that were growing and developing toward the end of the year, a guy like a Tyrese Martin, like they're going to be they're going to be top-tier A-10. And if they can consistently be that way, you're building a program here. And that's a good thing for college basketball around here, too. When PCU and URI face off, it's going to be fun. Always is.
It's going to be interesting. I hope there's a PCU-UConn strong rivalry.
I think there will be.
Like, not just recruiting-wise, but on the court, too, because that's going to obviously help both programs.
Yep.
It really does. And I care more about PC doing well than I do UConn.
Sure.
I don't have a whole lot of love for UConn, even though my dad went there.
Yeah.
But a lot of my friends went to PC. I lived here in Providence with those kids for a long time. So I'm pulling for them.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Screw the Huskies.
All right, let's take one more break. We will come back, and we will talk with Eric Scalavino of Patriots.com. We'll get into some more roster talk and as we build toward the last preseason game and roster cuts and finalizing the roster for the 2019 Patriots. It is Cordishy and Coit with Nick Coit and Ben Kitchen, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.